Praise God. Praise God. This is an amazing night when you see young people from so many colleges, so many different backgrounds, coming together with a unity of God, believing for a spiritual awakening on our college campuses throughout the country. And we stand with you and we thank God. You know it in your heart. You can feel something in your heart tonight. This is not just a usual gathering. God's about to do something, and we're starting to understand it in our hearts, every last one of us. The Bible says, and I'm going to take only a few minutes, just about 10 minutes to speak to you tonight before we sing again. But the Bible tells us in John chapter 7 that the people of God of that time had gathered for a feast that they celebrated every year. And in that feast, they celebrated the faithfulness of God to bring them out of a place of captivity and to give them what they needed through a wilderness time into a place of promise. And I thank God for that. And as they were there, it was the last day, the great day of the feast. And on this particular day, they would go down to a stream of water, of pure water, and they would bring it up in a pitcher into the temple, present it to the priest, who would then pour it out beside the altar for two reasons. Number one, to give thanks to God for his faithfulness of how he's always provided for those who have trusted in him, and to pray for his continued provision in the future. And as this ceremony is taking place, suddenly this man who's at the feast, and most people were not even aware that he was there. He'd gone in secret. And the scripture says he stood up and cried with a loud voice. It's the Son of God. And he says, if there's anyone here that is still thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his or her inward parts will flow a river of living water. Now, the people there knew what this meant, because back in the book of Exodus, when the people were in this wilderness time, having come out of captivity and coming into the place of promise, they ran out of water. And God spoke to Moses and said, go to this huge rock in the wilderness and smite it, hit it with the rod that's in your hand. And when you smite or you hit that rock, you strike that rock, water is going to pour out, and it's going to give drink to whoever is thirsty can come, not only the people, but all of their provision that's all around them. And the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament that that rock that followed them was Christ. And when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross 2,000 years ago, the scripture tells us that a soldier came and drove a spear into his side. And when that spear went into the side of Christ, out flowed both blood and water. The blood representing the atonement, the blood representing the fact that God came to this earth as a man, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And he went to a cross because he loves you. He went to a cross because he has a desire in his heart for all people ever created in his image to come back to himself again. And the water signifying that those who come to me, I will indwell you, I will empower you, I will fill you, I will transform you, I will give you a reason to live, I will give you a purpose on the earth, I will do something in your life that cannot be done. It can't be done by education. It can't be done by any substance or anything of this world. It is something otherworldly. It comes from God himself. I will come and indwell you. And because of my spirit within your life, there will be this new river of living water that pours out of you. It will be a new hope. It will be a new future. It will be a new abilities to do things you couldn't do before. The scripture says, if anyone be in Christ Jesus, that person becomes a new creation. The old things within our lives pass away, and behold, all things become new. And I can stand here as these young people have tonight to bear witness to this incredible truth that when we turn to Jesus Christ, it is true. It is true. It is true. We become a new creation. It is true. The old way of thinking passes away. The old way of speaking dies, and something new is born within our hearts. Are you thirsty for more of God? Are you thirsty? Jesus Christ stood in that temple. The people are celebrating things of the past just as we are. We look behind us at a church that was instrumental in the foundation of Yale University for the purpose of training people for the ministry of Jesus Christ. And we look back at our history and we see how good God has been, how he has filled the longing of so many hearts for so many years, hundreds of years, because of what happened on the cross. But he stood, and the scripture says he didn't just gently speak. He did as I'm doing tonight. He cried. He cried from the very depths of his being. If religious ritual isn't good enough for you, if memories of the past are not satisfying you, if everything you see around you, the glory of the temple and all of the things going on, if that does not leave you satisfied, if you're still thirsty, come to me and drink. Come to me, says the Son of God. Come to me just as you are. Come to me with your struggles. Come to me with your trials. Come to me with your problems. Come to me with your depression. Come to me with your addiction. Come to me just as you are. I will cleanse you from your sin. And out of your living being shall flow living water that can only come from God. It's time again in America that we came back to Jesus Christ. It's time again in our colleges and universities that we came back to our foundation. We came back to the one who created us in his image, the one who passionately loves all men and women and children created in the image of God. The one that he came to a cross 2,000 years ago, allowed himself to be spitten on, kicked, mocked, betrayed, and beaten so that you and I could come home to him again. That's why he cried. There's a passion for you. There's a passion for me in the heart of God. And I don't know about you, there's a lot of young people here tonight, and now I'm getting older, but I'm as thirsty for God as I've ever been in my lifetime. Thank God for the past. I've had some great adventures in the past, but that's all yesterday. I live here now, and I've got a future to face tomorrow. And I don't know about you, but I want more and more and more and more and more of what Jesus Christ died to give me. I want living water to flow from my being. I want something to say to my generation. I want something to say to my children. I want something to say to my grandchildren. I want everything that Jesus Christ has for me. There's no limit to God. There's no limit to what he can do. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? If I'd have been in that temple that day, I would have stood up and said, "That's me you're talking to. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty." It's wonderful what you did yesterday. It's wonderful the big buildings you built in response to the prayers and needs of the people of another time in another place. It's wonderful that you went to a cross and died for my sin. But oh God, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for what only you can give in my generation. I can't see you because of the lights that are here, but I'll tell you something, God can see you. God sees every last one of you. God sees everyone who's listening in the dorms right now on the other side of the street. He sees you where you are, even when no one else can see you. And you need to know something, he loves you. With a passionate love that's so deep, so profound, so powerful, there's nothing in this world that can even begin to remotely compare to it. And he says to you tonight, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink. And he who believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly, out of your inward parts, out of your heart, shall flow a river of living water. Oh God, give us that water tonight. God, give us that water. I don't know who you are tonight, but maybe somebody's here and you say, Lord, I'm just so thirsty. I'm so thirsty for life. I'm so thirsty for a reason to live. I'm so thirsty for a secure future. I'm so thirsty for something that nothing of this world has ever been able to satisfy in my heart, in my life. And maybe, just maybe, as this orchestra sings the next song, maybe you'll just want to come and stand here And there's people with lanyards that will come and pray for you. They have a lanyard that says refresh or something like that on it. And I don't know what it says, but rekindle. Okay, well, that's good enough. It's the same. I got what's close to it, all right? And as you come, they'll pray for you. And they'll tell you how. I want you to pray just a simple prayer with me right now for the benefit of somebody here. Somebody here. This is God. I'm hearing this. I'm feeling something tonight I've never felt before. I want what I'm hearing. If that's you tonight, I'm going to ask you just to, we're all going to pray together for your sake. And then I'm going to ask you after we do pray to step out and just come here as the band sings. And there are people here with lanyards that will be here in the front, and they will meet you and they will pray with you. Let's all pray together. Lord Jesus Christ. Say it out loud. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I hear you calling for me. And I understand that you love me. And you came to get me. You went to a cross. You died a painful death to pay the price for the wrong things I've done. Things that separated me from you. But you loved me so much that you would do that for me so that I could come home to you. So tonight I'm coming home. I open my heart to you, Jesus. I invite you to come into my life and be my Lord, my Savior, and my God. I thank you for the promise of my forgiveness. I thank you that from my life will come something new, born of God, that I've never known before. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. And tonight is the first time that I can say, Jesus, I love you. And I thank you for coming for me. I want this living water. And I want to be able to bring it to my friends in the coming days in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Now, Father, I pray for those that are here tonight, those who may hear this even online in the future, God, I just do pray for them, God Almighty, that you would seal this decision to receive Jesus Christ with your Holy Spirit. God, that you would impart to every open heart tonight the very promise of life and living water flowing out of their lives, satisfying the deepest thirst of their heart, not just for a temporary thing, but for the rest of their days and into eternity. Thank you, God, for what you're doing tonight. Thank you, God, that you're going to break through into the university campuses all across this country. Lord Jesus Christ, no matter which gates have tried to lock you out, you have determined to reach this generation with your love. Thank you, God, for what you're starting in these young people. Thank you for Christian young people that are standing up for truth in their generation. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy, Lord, and your decision to come and get us, Lord. Even for those who are not even seeking you at this moment, you'll come and reveal the depth of your love. Thank you for a spiritual awakening on our campuses throughout the country. We give you praise and we give you glory. And we thank you with all of our heart tonight in Jesus' mighty name. If you prayed that tonight and you really meant that in your heart, while we sing right now, you just come and stand. There's a bit of space here between this platform. If you can, just come and just stand here. Join those that are already making their way here. And there's folks here that are going to pray with you. And you watch what God's going to do in your life. Don't stay in the darkness any longer. Don't stay in despair any longer. Don't stay in a place that God doesn't want you to be any longer. Step out and watch what God's going to do in your life. God bless you. Thank you so much tonight.